five people, one in the car, one left.
What started as a family road trip ended as a massacre.
Murdered children and murdered mother. You don't really need to see the crime scene photos to have your heart broken.
Any autopsy photo will stop you in your tracks. This was the first time that I had seen children.
What first appeared a murder-suicide ended as an investigation of the sole survivor, the father, Christopher Vaughn.
Most people would just assume that he must have done it because he's the one alive.
We were met by reporters. They wanted to know right off the bat why Chris killed his family.
We were no longer families of victims. We were the family of a killer.
Christopher Vaughn's initial behavior drew scrutiny.
In the ambulance, when he is yelling at them about cutting off his boots and not ruining his jacket.
He's just seen his kids murdered. It's disgusting for us to think that we know how someone should or should not act that has been through that.
Everything he's been doing has been to hide, to not think about it, to not face it, to not look at it.
Three children were murdered by the last person they ever thought would harm them.
My best friend lost her life and is not here to tell the truth.
How do you walk away if your kids have been shot?
You don't.
He said, they just arrested Chris. And her first words were, but he didn't do it.
Did the person convicted of four murders actually pull the trigger? This remains a polarizing question.
She was the mother of all mothers. She would have protected her kids like she was a mama bear.
When nobody else was around, that dark side would come out.
And I know he didn't do it. He loved those kids way too much for any of that.
We'll take a closer look at a case riddled with inconsistencies, allegations, scandals, and betrayal.
Nobody stopped to think about, wait a minute, what if he did not do this?
Every answer that we get just leaves another question.
None of their theories of how this happened fit the crime scene evidence.
We uncover never before heard bombshell revelations.
They had no proof that he was the actual shooter.
There's another side that we're not seeing.
The gun was covered with a cloth that they brought to the morgue and then washed it. I don't get what's going on.
And new developments that could change everything.
It would have been all but impossible for him to have shot himself that way.
Both the prosecution's theory and the defense's theory are incorrect. That's not how it happened.
So how did it happen, Lauren?
I'm Lauren Bright Pacheco. Join me for Murder in Illinois, Who Killed the Vaughn Family, launching July 8th.
So crazy. This is all so crazy.
Get it on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find the stories that matter to you.